This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver voters will decide this fall whether to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to build and repair sidewalks across the city. Today, election officials said backers collected enough signatures to put the question on the city's November ballot. Jill Locantore with the Denver Deserves Sidewalks campaign.
If it does pass, we will get a complete built-out sidewalk network within 9 years. And we will finally live up to our city's stated values that people are the heart of our transportation system.
A new fee on property owners would fund the program. Most would pay about $100 a year, but some could pay much more. Senator John Hickenlooper is touting the Democrats' latest infrastructure bill aimed at tackling inflation, health care, and climate change. He says many considered the bill dead due to partisanship in Congress.
Part of the issue here is people have become so partisan that rather than really talk through complex issues, they'd rather just, you know, throw bombs and try and make the other side look bad politically, rather than worrying about trying to find a compromise or the best possible solution.
Hickenlooper says Colorado will benefit from solar power and heat pump programs included in the bill. Visits to Colorado's famous 14ers were down in 2021 compared to the year before. According to the Colorado 14ers Initiative, there were 110,000 fewer visitors in 2021 compared to 2020. However, visits were still higher than pre-pandemic numbers. The group said the drop was due to restrictions by private landowners and the reopening of more entertainment options as pandemic rules relaxed. This is CPR News.